Disneyland the Heaton for a tour special with sometime contributor to the Anfield Rap and someone I'm a massive fan of, David Priest. And we've got David on to talk about Georgi Margvelashvili, and I think I've just completely butchered his name, but we're going to go with it anyway. So Liverpool announced a signing early the week, and it's kind of got lost with all the Chiesa stuff and one thing and the other. But I just wanted to get your take on, you know, Liverpool's thinking behind it, the reason behind it, and then the player himself as a goalkeeper, because it's very rare that a team who's got a goalkeeper like Alisson would go so big on, you know, a number two, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think on both sides it's interesting, just simply because, like you said, 23 years old, come off the back of three great seasons and a great Euros. You know, he's about to have a lot of suitors and a lot of places where he'd be able to go straight in and play. And obviously, we've since learned that, you know, there was an offer there for a bit of interest from Saudi with Alisson as well. So it's possibly something into the pipeline in the near future. So from both sides, certainly from the club side, it's a great bit of business, especially when you think of the price tag as well. It's not a massive outlay for somebody who's got so much potential. And even in that potential, he showed a lot of that so far. So it's for Liverpool, I think it's a good deal. It's a bit insurance, because whatever happens with Alisson next year, you know, now they've got somebody who's more than definitely news.
I mean, so Richard Hughes, when he first sat down with Arne Slot for his first press conference, he said Liverpool will look to be opportunistic, was the word he used. And this smells of that a little bit to me, in so much as that you've signed a keeper there who's, you know, he's had the great Euros, but he'd already had a great season at Valencia. He's 23. He's going to stay at Valencia there. So, you know, he's still going to be in the spotlight where, you know, if Alisson did decide to leave next year, you're future-proofing him a bit. And even if he doesn't, as you said earlier, the price that they paid for him, they're very highly unlikely to lose on that if it didn't quite work out for him.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, from a business perspective, it's ideal for the club. Looking from Margvelashvili's side, I think it's just that, you know, he sees a lot of potential in this move. So there's obviously been conversations there that or agreements made that, you know, Alisson's still, you know, if as long as he wants to go on, Alisson's got a lot of mileage left in the tank. And so, you know, if he decides that he still wants to stay at the club, then obviously it's something for Margvelashvili to think about in the near future. But at the moment, like I said, both sides are winning. Gets an extra year at Valencia to gain more experience and to be more ready to step into Alisson's shoes.